Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional negotiators are in danger of missing the February 18th deadline for passing the annual appropriations for fiscal 2022. A shutdown is unlikely, but members of the Senate Appropriations Committee from both parties warn that if negotiations fail, it will increase the likelihood that President Biden will have to settle for a year-long stopgap funding measure to keep the government open. North Las Vegas police are investigating a six-car crash with nine people dead in North Las Vegas over the weekend. The driver of a Dodge Challenger was speeding and ran a red light, causing the collision involving 15 people. North Las Vegas Councilwoman Pamela Goines Brown calls the crash senseless.
On behalf of the mayor and this council, our thoughts and our prayers are with the families who are experiencing a tremendous and unnecessary loss due to a careless senseless act.
USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
United Arab Emirates military said Monday it intercepted a ballistic missile fired at Abu Dhabi by Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen just hours after Israel's president began a historic visit to the Persian Gulf country. The missile attack caused no injuries and fell harmlessly to the ground. Hunter Biden and two business associates received a grand jury subpoena regarding their business dealings in China about 17 months before the 2020 presidential election. The order sent by the Department of Justice to J.P. Morgan Chase Bank asked for the records of any international financial transactions for the past 5 years involving Hunter Biden, his uncle James Biden, and former business partners Devon Archer and Eric Sherwin. 50-year-old Hunter Biden disclosed the probe in a statement released by his father after the presidential election. In October of 2020, a computer hard drive holding the contents of Hunter's laptop contained a treasure trove of emails detailing his controversial overseas business dealings, as well as explicit photos and videos. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Justice Stephen Breyer announced last week he will be retiring from the Supreme Court this summer. Justice Breyer at his press conference reflects on the wisdom of our forefathers.
We are now engaged in a great civil war to determine whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. See, those are the words I want. To see an experiment. And that's what he thought. It's an experiment. And I found some letters that George Washington wrote where he said the same thing. It's an experiment. That experiment existed then because even the liberals in Europe, you know, they're looking over here and they're saying it's a great idea in principle, but it'll never work. But we'll show them it does. That's what Washington thought. And that's what Lincoln thought. And that's what people still think today. And I say, well, I want you, and I'm talking to the students now. I say, I want you to pick just this up. It's an experiment that's still going on. And I'll tell you something. You know who will see whether that experiment works? It's you, my friend. It's you, Mr. High School student. It's you, Mr. College student. It's you, Mr. Law School students. It's us, but it's you. It's that next generation and the one after that. My grandchildren and their children. They'll determine whether the experiment still works. And, of course, I am an optimist, and I'm pretty sure it will. Does it surprise you that that's the thought that comes into my mind today? But thank you.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody.
Well, you got me, and I got you, babe, and it's good to have you here with us 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and we've got the world famous, the infamous wild man himself, Doug Giles, is going to be joining us in just a moment. He's got a new book out, Psalms of War, Prayers That Literally Kick A. I'll let you say it out. I'm still old school, Doug. You got to forgive me. I grew up in the time of L.A. radio, the same time that Howard Hessman did. And I think he was right in L.A. just a little bit before I got there. But even when I got there, we couldn't say booger. And I guess he said booger and got fired for it. So, you know, things have changed, and now it is what it is, and we can tell it up straight. It's okay. But my old school conservatism still kind of stops me innately. So forgive me. How you doing, Doug?
Good, man. And my mother's nickname was Booger. And did you quote Sonny and Cher coming into this segment?
You did hear that, didn't you?
All right.
Yeah, this was the Sonny and Cher that didn't have the jewel in her belly button. So you remember that when the media would not show her stomach, you know, because it was we actually had days of decency back then. I don't know what happened to those times.
Those days have evaporated like a pack of smokes at an AA meeting. Officially.
Exactly. Well, your book, Psalms of War, perfect timing. I mean, this had to be something that you got from the throne room of God that said, look at Doug, you got to be my man. You got to be my warrior and get this out here.
Yeah, it's weird. I was on a Eric Metaxas show the other day, and he's like, so what inspired you? It's like, well, I got COVID, the Delta variant. And as I was laying in bed, mourning with self-pity that I got the Wuhan Weezer a second time, I remembered, Bill, that my buddy Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock.com,
yes,
when he had stage 4 cancer, he got a PhD in China. So I was thinking, you know what? I could write a book. So I had an aphlatus, and I always have focused on the imprecatory prayers. It's how I pray all the time. And so I cobbled together 28 imprecatory prayers. And for the uninitiated, theologians call these specific prayers of David imprecatory prayers. They're prayers to pull out and pray when things get bad, Bill, as in real bad.
Right.
They're prayers that you use when a nation's getting mucked up by a degenerate priest or politicians, or when the enemy is crushing the people of God, or when your flesh or personal demons are out of control. These are holy hammers, holy hand grenades against the powers
exactly
of darkness and those who are given over to satanic devices. And you know what, I launched it at the end of October. It came out a week early. It shot to number one within 24 hours, stayed at number one in Middle Eastern literature, outselling the Quran. How silly is that? I think it's 4 weeks. And then it just kept cruising, took number one in meditation. And I think people are ticked off, man. and they're turning to God. What? They see that our nation is being mucked up by half-dead Marxist radical, child-sniffing, creepy, deep-rigged president, and they're wanting, you know, God to do something, and people are taking this little compendium of imprecatory psalms, and they're unleashing it on the devil's noggin.
Well, people need to also appreciate about the imprecatory prayers, Doug, is that these are, you know, these are prayer missiles, targeted prayer missiles that, in a sense, have been anointed by God, that when we employ them, they hit the target, and they're very, very effective in doing such. So, you know, for some people, they're imprecatory. Gosh, I haven't heard that since catechism, or I haven't heard that since old days in theological seminary or something. But no, these are very powerful anointed prayers that, you know, because sometimes what happens, we get distracted by the pain, that we don't realize that there is a God who cares for us, and he's given us specific weapons for our warfare, has he not?
Hello. And that's what's funny, Bill, is that, is like you said, people, they haven't even heard of imprecatory prayers. Like, oh, I just pray now, I lay me down to sleep. And when I pray, I'm just like, Lord, just do this. Lord, just do that. We've got a whole prayer manual sewn into the middle of the Bible called the Psalms, which also used to be the church's Psalter. This is what they sang. Now we sing, you know, these sappy, quasi-erotic love songs to Jesus. When David, when he prayed and when he sang, he took out his spiritual 44 Magnum and blasted the enemy. Like in Psalm 2, you know, Christians are like, oh, my God, the nation's being stolen by Marxist radicals. Well, David said in Psalm 2, when leaders were trying to dispense with God in his gracious moorings, that God laughed at him, then he scoffed at him, and then he took a rod of iron and he smashed the leaders and he installed his king in their place. How about doing that instead of curling up in the position of wet your big diaper?
Right. Well, and I like when David prayed, he prayed, I mean, you talk about hell and brimstone. I mean, it came from the Psalms. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, God, come after them, you know, do away with them, that they will be, they'll be remembered no more. Go after their wives, their kids, their heritage, their entire legacy, and annihilate them beyond dead, right? I mean, they're very powerful prayers, and I know that sometimes if you're not used to praying that kind of prayer, and you think, whoa, that's pretty mean-spirited. Well, but think about it. Think about what you're going after. What you're going after is evil, that which God said that is evil. And, you know, I was having this conversation here because, you know, we've been, this whole month has been, you know, about March for Life. It's the month for life, and you know, pro-life and everything. And people are getting all wound up in all these scientific arguments. And I said, how about if we just see what God has to say about abortion? I mean, it's really clear. It's evil. I mean, I don't care about if you saw a sonogram, if you don't, or whatever else. It's just God said, hey, this is flat out evil. And even when, you know, Israel, you know, was getting involved with it, he said, you know, God at one point was sacrificing their kids to Molech, as you know. And he said, who told you to do that? Who came up with that insane idea that somehow that would honor me by sacrificing your kids on the altar of Molech? Is this insane?
Yeah, and look at Lord Fauci and that mass murder and the lies that he spewed over this COVID scandemic. And we're talking about, you know, tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions of people that have died from, supposedly, from this. I'm sure they had comorbidities also. But he effectively, with, again, the half-dead carrier pigeon for Marxist radical ideas, also known as Joe Biden, they've shut down our economy. They've opened our borders. We've got fentanyl, sex traders, you know, human traffickers coming through Texas down here where I live by the millions. And we're like, so what do? Well, drop a prayer bomb on these leaders and ask God to either convert them or crush them or remove them from office.
I guess the point of all this...
Look what happened to Chris. Look what happened. Chris Cuomo's gone. Andrew Cuomo's gone. And a lot of people those 81 million that voted for Joe Biden, only 33% of them like him now. That's not a bad quick work in righteousness, as far as I'm concerned, from a biblical perspective.
Something to think about, ladies and gentlemen. We got more from Doug Giles right after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're talking with Doug Giles right now. Doug, you know, you write in your book to remind everybody that even Jesus said that these prayers of imprecations, you know, that David dealt out, were not mad ramblings of a ticked off warrior poet, but were inspired by the Holy Spirit. And people need to understand, I think the Holy Spirit is the least understood of the Holy Trinity here. and what the Holy Spirit does. And I point everybody, if you want to know, the Holy Spirit is right there in the beginning as we open the book of Genesis. It was the Holy Spirit that was hovering over the darkness that was void and chaotic. And here we are, we're seeing chaos all over the land, realizing exactly, God warned us, said, hey, look, with me, it's all good. You know, you got order, you got vision, you got provision, all the things you need for your life. Without me, you got chaos, you got leaders who are going to come in, they're going to steal from you, they're going to cheat. Well, hello, here we are, and guess what? The Holy Spirit is hovering over the chaos, and the Holy Spirit reminded you, which is reminding us, of these powerful prayers that come from the Psalms. What do you say?
Yeah, I mean, we've got formidable enemies, foreign and domestic. The Marxists that are ensconced in 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, they don't like America. They don't like the Constitution. They don't like the Bill of Rights. They don't like the Declaration of Independence. And they sure as heck, Bill, don't like the biblical worldview. China hates America. Iran's no fan either. Ditto with Russia. Mego dittos with George Soros. And so the Christians like, what do we do? It must be the time for the rapture and Jesus to come rescue us. No. How about you dust off the imprecatory Psalms and drop them on Satan's, drop them on his noggin, man. That's what the church used to do. They used to,
right.
I mean, we've been given the keys to the kingdom, and that one of the keys where we can bind demons and loose righteousness is the major, massive key of prayer. And like you said, man, or quoting me rather, these are inspired by the Holy Spirit. These aren't
know,
like, ooh, those are kind of angry prayers. Well, Paul said in Ephesians 5:19 to worship God with psalms. Hello. What psalms? Well, not the imprecatory psalms, because those are naughty, naughty, and bad, bad. No, they're there. They're inspired by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in Matthew 22, verse 43, that David spoke by the Holy Spirit. So you can't say that these prayers are naughty or they're Old Testament angry musings of a ticked-off warrior poet. No, that's the Holy Spirit praying against implacable enemies through his servant David. And the church is stupid not to dust these things off and pray them now at our implacable, impenitent, not-going-to-change foes. I'm sorry
exactly.
People get caught up in demonic carnage, but that's just the way of the world. There's collateral damage if you side with demons and you side with that which is unholy, unjust, and not good at all. Then you couldn't.
By omission or commission, you remind me, Doug, that the Bible, again, is very clear. My people perish for lack of knowledge. We're at war. And if you're ill prepared for war right now, and if you're not utilizing the weapons of your warfare, you are leaving yourself, your family, and everybody else vulnerable, and you are going to be a statistic, as opposed to being in alignment with what God's purposes are right now. We were talking earlier, not you and I, but I was with another of our guests, and citing that God has appointed times. And that's what we need to be aware of, is when God is moving and that appointed time, we need to be in alignment. This is why I just am so appreciative of your book, Psalms of War, because I believe it's part of the appointed time. Because God gives us signs, he gives us wonders, he gives us ammunition to be prepared for this appointed time. It's the same thing. I remind everybody, when Jesus came into Jerusalem, it says the shortest word in the Bible, he wept, right? The shortest verse, he wept. And he wept because Jerusalem was ill-prepared and they were missing their appointed time. And that should really echo through the millennium to all of us who say that we are people of faith, is that we need to forget about what's happening. I know, look, we have football games, we got Super Bowl, we got COVID, we got all the worries of the world and stuff like that. I get that. But most importantly, we need to come back to first principles and say, God, what are you doing right now? And where do I need to be? How do I need to fit in and be in alignment with your purpose and your kingdom coming here on earth today?
Yeah, and most Christians are asleep at the wheel. You know, after COVID, Here's an FYI. If you're a pastor and you're listening right now to Bill and I yarble about the Psalms of War, and you shut your church down and you social distance and you obeyed a governor or a mayor of McCheese instead of obeying Christ during the scandemic, then you should publicly repent to people for being a coward. There's no way in the world Peter and John would have shut their mouths when they had prefects and governors and Herod and everybody else and their dog telling them to shut it down. They didn't do it.
Right.
They disobeyed.
And, exactly.
You look at the church completely obeying the government instead of God. You show me one passage in the scripture, and I'll eat a tube sock, where it says you're supposed to fear men more than God. And that's what I think is cool about the Psalms of War and the wake that it's created, Bill. It's outsold, and I'm not bragging, man. It's really a God thing. It's outsold every book that my publisher has published combined. Total sales of 40 different authors. I think people are fed up with the nutless wonder pastors that are out there. I think they're fed up with bad government, and I think they're turning to God. It's like, we're going to do this the holy warrior way, and we're going to dust off these psalms, and we're going to launch it at El Diablo's forehead, and
exactly.
We're not going to stop until we see righteousness prevail in this nation again.
Well, Duck, I brought this up with some pastors that I met with recently, and I said, tell me where there has been a super spreading event out of any church meeting. I've not heard of one. And I got to tell you, if there had been one, just one, the media would be through their skulls. We would be hearing it on several news cycles, how this church event happened. Name any pastor you want that all of their people got infected by COVID,
right,
and death ran rampant. Right. So what does that tell you? What is that indicative of, that there has not been a super spreading event coming out of any of the churches that I'm aware of? I have not heard of one.
Nope.
Of you?
Nope.
So what is that telling us?
Here's what it's telling us, is that those pastors should quit because they're flipping cowards. That's what they are. And they obeyed men instead of God. They're just, we got to love our neighbor. We got to gather together safely. Again, you show me one passage where Jesus said, hey, if a bad cold's going around, y'all stop having communion and high-fiving people and stop singing and skip rows between the pews. Again, show me one passage, and I will eat a white-tailed deer shoulder mount. It's not there. And churches, you can use, and pastors, you can use all the gobbledygook you want to say, and you can make all your rationales. You are a coward. You're scared of lawsuits. You're scared of going to jail. You're scared of losing your 501c3. And you should repent, just like somebody who committed adultery with Madonna should repent, because cowardice is a sin, buddy.
Yeah. Well, and the bigger news out of all this, which is all part of the Psalms, is you give praise to the one who deserves it, to God himself, who's been protecting and watching over those who are called by his name. Right, Doug?
Amen, brother.
He's
my deliverer. He's my fortress. He's my strong tower. He is my rock.
Well, the imprecatory prayers, ladies and gentlemen, if it's been a while since you've looked at them, maybe this will open your eyes to look at them and embrace them with new revelation and understanding. For a time such as this, the Psalms of War, prayers that literally kick, and I will say ass, because that's the title of his song, a title of his book, and hey, we're in that air now where we can say booger and we can say ass on the air, with all due respect. Doug Giles, you're awesome, my buddy. God bless you. Thank you for coming on. Take care. The book will be linked on our website, too. All right, pal. Take care.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
ABC News conducted a poll over the weekend. It discovered that three-quarters of those questioned want President Biden to consider all nominees that are qualified to be the next Supreme Court justice. Biden wants to interview only people based on gender and skin color. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins.
I believe that diversity benefits the Supreme Court, but the way that the president has handled this nomination has been clumsy at best. What President Biden did was, as a candidate, make this pledge, and that helped politicize the entire nomination process.
This morning, the UN Security Council is scheduled to hold a briefing on threats to international peace and security. Some of the discussion will be about Russia's posturing towards Ukraine. At noon Eastern, the spokesperson for the Secretary General will hold a press briefing. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Of COVID-19 continues to rapidly spread across the nation and cases surge. Hospitals are filling up again, mostly with unvaccinated people. Vaccines continue to decrease the risk of severe disease, hospitalization, and death from COVID. Being boosted offers the best defense. Yet many people who are eligible for a booster have not yet gotten one. With the recent authorization of vaccines and boosters for younger children, more Americans can get strong protection. Dr. Tamar Barlam is with us, infectious disease specialist from Boston University. Dr. Barlam, we appreciate the time to answer some questions that we have. Can you give us an update on the latest severity of Omicron compared to the previous COVID-19 variants?
The current indications are that the Omicron severity is less than with the prior variants. The one that preceded it, Delta, was definitely a more severe illness. However, because it's so transmissible and there are so many people getting infected with Omicron, it still poses a serious risk just because of the sheer numbers. There's still going to be a percentage of patients who require hospitalization and don't have the outcomes that we would like. So less severe, but also much more transmissible.
Well, because of the increased numbers of people contracting Omicron, I guess that is the potential threat of overwhelming the hospitals, possibly, if it, you know, if it starts to do anything in terms of its impact, like COVID-19. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Absolutely. The hospitals who are have been hit so far by Omicron and are peaking, the numbers of patients in the hospital with COVID are quite staggering. Mm-hmm. Now, not everyone is admitted because of COVID symptoms. They may just be found to have COVID, but it still requires observation. It requires resources in terms of bed numbers, Not to mention a lot of the healthcare workers themselves are getting COVID. So
exactly.
There's also staffing issues. So it's quite a challenging circumstance.
Yeah. Dr. Barlum, we have people who have been vaccinated and boosted still getting Omicron, and some are saying, well, why should I get vaccinated if it doesn't prevent me from getting Omicron?
Yeah, so that's very true. But what is also very true is that the vaccination, particularly if you've been boosted, are preventing people from being admitted to the hospital. And if they are admitted, having severe disease.
Mm-hmm.
So although the cases of Omicron are occurring in people who are vaccinated, I would much rather have a mild cold or not have any symptoms at all than be at risk for being admitted to the hospital with perhaps poor outcomes.
Exactly.
And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing in our hospitalized patients, the people who are sick are still the ones who are unvaccinated or folks who are incompletely vaccinated. And we're seeing those who are in the hospital who have been fully vaccinated and boosted particularly may have a COVID positive test, but they are not sick because of COVID.
Is there one booster shot better than the other?
Well, we do recommend being boosted with one of the mRNA vaccines, either a Pfizer or a Moderna, but either of those would be extremely effective.
So if someone is tested for COVID, how long do they need to wait to get a booster?
You mean if they test positive for COVID?
If they've tested positive.
Yeah, so if they've had their series and then they have a test and they're positive for COVID, you can get boosted as soon as your symptoms are completely resolved.
Well, Dr. Barlum, thank you for the update. We appreciate all the information. She's an infectious disease specialist with Boston University.
This is the Independent Health and Lifestyle News Network.
You know, the birth of a child is a joyous occasion for an entire family, for the families of more than 150,000 American babies born with a birth defect each year. However, it also brings fear and uncertainty, as you might imagine. There are thousands of different types of birth defects, and while there has been a lot of research to advance our knowledge, the causes of some are still unknown. Furthermore, families are often unaware of available treatment and can feel like there are few options. Here to tell us more about it is the Dr. Scott Adzik. He's a pioneer fetal surgeon. Dr. Adzik, good to have you with us. Break this down and explain a little bit more in terms of how many babies each year are born with birth defects.
Well, this is an interesting topic, and this is January is Birth Defects Awareness Month, and so that's appropriate. It's amazing, but one in every 33 babies is born with a birth defect. Think about that. So they're common.
Yeah.
Birth defects, the treatment is costly. Billions of dollars are required for medical treatment. Birth defects are merciless. No parent is immune. Mysterious, most causes of the birth defects are unknown. They're overlooked, in my view. Research is underfunded. And most importantly, birth defects are deadly. They're the leading cause of infant mortality. So as you mentioned, nearly 150,000 babies are born in the United States with birth defects each year. And each week at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, known as CHOP, C-H-O-P, our highly sophisticated fetal surgery teams repair a variety of birth defects, including spina bifida, other birth defects in the womb, place fetal shunts to treat life-threatening congenital conditions, and perform minimally invasive procedures in the mother's uterus to treat complications in fetal twins.
Well, speaking of having surgery while the baby is still in the womb, you touched on one, but what other types of conditions can be helped?
Well, you know, really, we've had more than 27,000 referrals of pregnant mothers carrying babies with birth defects to our center since 1995. They've come from all 50 states, of course, and more than 70 countries outside the U.S. And when you think about that entire group of patients, only really about 10% require an operation before birth. Most can be followed during the pregnancy, and if appropriate, can have delivery here at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia with immediate diagnosis and treatment after birth. An example would be certain forms of severe congenital heart disease, which are in a straightforward way routinely diagnosed before birth. And we have the Garbos Family Special Delivery Unit here, created in 2008, so 14 years ago, which is a dedicated unit to mothers carrying babies with birth defects, not only those who require treatment before birth, but those who require treatment during birth or after birth. So that's a unique resource we have, and it also keeps the mother and the baby together.
We're talking with Dr. Scott Adsick, Surgeon-in-Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. What is the long-term outcome for babies who undergo fetal surgery, Doctor?
Well, it depends on the birth defect. I'll give you two examples. One is spina bifida. So that's a birth defect in which the spinal cord is not covered during embryologic development. And the in-utero environment, particularly amniotic fluid, which is mostly fetal urine, is neurotoxic to those developing nerves. And the higher the defect is on the spinal cord, the more nerves are affected. That leads to paralysis, the inability to walk, and also hydrocephalus or fluid on the brain with a need for a lifelong shunt to be placed after birth. So we can treat that before birth. We have the largest experience in the world, more than 400 cases treated before birth between 23 and 25 weeks gestation. Our term is 40 weeks, and the results are quite good. This is not a cure for,
yes,
for the baby. But it is a way to really mitigate those effects, decrease the need for the shunt tube, and increase the possibility that the child will be able to walk. Another example would be twin transfusion syndrome. Can I go on? Or?
Yes. Okay. Well, we're getting down to about the last minute, so go
All
ahead.
Right. We can treat twin transfusion syndrome, which is a condition, identical twins, two amniotic sacs, in which one twin gets too much blood and goes into heart failure, and the other twin doesn't get enough blood from the mother and goes into kidney failure, and we can treat that
with
endoscopic laser therapy, and in most cases save both twins who are otherwise doomed.
I appreciate you breaking this down and giving us some more information on it. Dr. Scott Adsick, Surgeon-in-Chief at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Where can they go for more information, Doctor?
Most likely our website at CHOP, fetal surgery, one word, dot CHOP, C-H-O-P, dot E-D-U, fetal surgery, dot CHOP, dot E-D-U.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Opinion really does matter. Bill Martinez live, without a doubt.
If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you call me.
Yeah, he's our bodyguard for freedom, the one and only Al Parada from Stream.org. You know, quite interesting. We were just talking off air that I don't know if you remember how the president in the early days of when he took office talked about the civility of his administration, how, you know, people had to be respected. Nobody was going to be disrespected whatsoever. They did. If he found out they were going to get fired on the spot. And, of course, you keep hearing all these incidences of incivility. And nobody's getting fired on the spot. You know, some people are just saying, hey, I'm out of here and exit stage left. Of course, when it comes to the vice president's office, I mean, there's been such a mass exodus there. You're thinking, my goodness, you know, what the heck is it? We haven't seen that kind of exodus since the Jews left Egypt there, Al. I don't know. It's just pretty insane. And then the president himself yesterday, you know, another thing that was quite telling about the president's personality. They have a press conference, you know, because the president had such a great press conference, 2-hour press conference. He decided to meet with the press again, and but it was all you know, you can't ask any other questions. It's all got to be on topic, and the topic is inflation. Well, Peter Ducey, as they're being shoveled, you know, off to Buffalo there, is asking about inflation, and Biden on a live mic makes a derogatory comment about the question, which he says it was a stupid question. Well, it was about inflation, the topic you said it was restricted to, so I don't know how that's a stupid question. But then he calls him an SOB. I mean, this is the president of the United States, man. You need to fire yourself for your incivility, right?
Yeah, and especially since the branding of Biden over the years has been that he's the nice, warm guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like when Trump calls the players who kneel SOBs, you know, kind of fits with the brand of being the construction guy from Queens. Still not right. You know, still employed as a president, but still,
right.
That's Biden's brand for all these years has been he's the warm, nice guy. When the fact is, he's not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's not. Yeah. He shows he's and the filter. I think the filter has been because of the mental capacity. The filter has been released a little bit, but that
well, we didn't see a lot of it because he was
Yeah, but he was in the background as a senator in that. You know, we didn't see a lot of it. We just, you know, people were told, okay, this is the way he is. It's kind of like the same thing. You know, who told people to hate Trump? And it's like, who told people that Biden was a moderate? It's the same people. It's the media that have, have tried to uphold this suit without any innards. And now we're seeing it, you know, because, hey, look at, you're at the bully pulpit and you're letting it all hang out. And meanwhile, his staff, can you imagine? I mean, there must be, they must have defibrillators there in the East Wing at every doorway, you know, just like hand sanitizer kits. Because the things that he says, the cardiac arrest and the heart palpitations must be that you gotta throw the paddles on the staff constantly.
Yeah, I imagine that. And I know, we've seen reports that the staffers like cringe whenever they know he's going to be on TV or know he's going to be doing something. Because they know there's going to be a problem of some sort. You know, I mean, again, if I have a betting pool, okay, what is he going to mess up this time that we have to fix?
Oh, yeah, we ought to do, I think that's a great idea. I think we ought to sell squares. Let's sell squares. Let's do, like they do for the football games and that kind of deal. We'll just sell squares. When's the next time he's going to come up with another blunder or whatever?
I mean, again, it's like, okay, calling Ducey a stupid SOB is one thing, but basically mumbling something about Russia, you know, basically giving the green light to Russia to go into Ukraine, that's a totally different kind of mistake. Because you know that within the State Department, the military,
they couldn't clean up the aisles fast enough. I mean, they were all over that right away. And, you know, all this to point to, you know, this incivility, what the president himself said was going to be the order of the day for his administration.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, all this meanness has been put out there into the body politic. And as you write about, the only person to get fired has been his dog. His dog's been the only one. He's been kicked out of the house.
He's gone. Why? Because he couldn't. I think it was projection. Because they said Major basically couldn't handle. He needed to be in a calmer atmosphere. He couldn't handle the turmoil of the White House or something to that effect. That he needed to be.
Yeah, we'll pretend
stressful. I think that was projection on the White House's
yes.
part. That they can't handle the pressure. Biden can't handle the pressure. Biden's one has to run to Delaware every 5 minutes, you know, away from the White House.
What 25% of his time he's in Delaware? And then on top of that, Al, you can't see the visitor logs?
Yeah.
You're not going to see the visitor logs. I mean, I don't know, you know, why Republicans complain about it. It's like, it ain't going to happen. You know, and the media just kind of poo-pooed and let it go. Well, it's clear he's not doing business, much less in the White House. He's spending all that time. He's doing business out there. And so people are, you know, meeting with him in Delaware, and you can't see the visitors. So what's going on? But, and then he's going to come back later like Obama and say, this is the most transparent administration ever in the history of America.
Yeah, sure. Again, that's the thing about the transparency. We don't know. I mean, are there Chinese businessmen coming to visit him in Delaware? You know, they're not going to the beach, right?
Yeah.
How about, you know, maybe some of those people who bought some of Hunter's art, maybe they're the ones visiting. You know, $500,000 for, one of his little paintings gets you a trip to Delaware.
Well, of course.
And we need to know that, especially if he's working, you know, if that's where he feels more comfortable being and working, you know, it's the hardest job in the world, you know, whatever. But we need to know what he's doing there because he paid for it. He paid for the to go.
Yeah. Well, one quick sidebar regarding what the president said to Peter Ducey, which, you know, is pathetic, was I thought Peter Ducey handled his response with class. Much more class than the president. Sean Hannity tried to rev him up last night, and he said, Sean, you know, we're on the brink of World War III. Do you think I'm worried about being called a name? You know, I mean, he really brought it down into some semblance of calmness and peace, you know, and it was like, you know, so good answer from Peter Ducey. My respect for him went up exponentially with that response.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough business, and you look at it compare his reaction to whenever Trump said anything about anybody. Oh my gosh, it was a threat to the First Amendment. The freedom of the press
exactly.
ruined because he mocked Jim Acosta or something. You know, Acosta go off in the corner and pout and, you know, have the dour look when he'd report about it.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. Well,
Peter understands. Look, he still needs to be able to talk to the president, do his job. And I got to tell you now, his asset level in equity went up exponentially by handling it in the classy way in which he did. That Joe Biden, you know, has got to call on him now. And Ducey will be his usual self. He'll be respectful. And, you know, which to me, see, I couldn't be in one of those press rooms, you know, with Jen Psaki, because she makes statements and it's like, wait a minute. I mean, you can't challenge her, right? You can't say, wait a minute, what are you coming up with? How are you coming up with that statement? That doesn't make sense whatsoever. Because the president's done A, B, C, D, and E that is the exact opposite of what you're telling us. But you can't challenge her, right? Because if you do, you're out of the club. You're kicked out of the building.
Yeah, you have to have a margarita or whatever she was talking about last week. I mean, she's so awful that she's almost, you know, amazing. I mean, it's amazing to watch somebody who can spin like that and, you know, say the exact opposite of what the president said 5 minutes earlier, act as if that's what the president said, but do it with
exactly.
his face. I mean, that's either a sociopath or, you know, the best actress since Meryl Streep.
Jordan Peterson talks about being so ideologically fixed, and that's what's happened, and that's what's happening with our country. Is that disease of fixed ideology has been a pandemic in and of itself, and this is why we're so divided. I mean, did you have to? I got to tell you, I almost gagged when the president said, "You know, I love you" to Kamala. I mean, what? Am I being too cynical? Am I being too unfair here? I mean, what was all that about?
I mean, I'm sure George Washington told John Adams many times, "I love you." You know, Eisenhower to Nixon, he said the Valentine's. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
It's a little bit condescending. But again,
yeah, I think Mike Pence just sent an email to Trump, said, "You never told me you love me."
Yeah. Well, Trump said, "I want you, I need you, but ain't no way I'm ever going to love you." So don't feel bad, Mike. 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Oh, yeah, good. You got to channel in some Meatloaf music in there, a lyric there, right?
Yeah, we did it. Honor of the great Meatloaf.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised there's been more comment about Biden saying that from women's groups.
No. Well, I think, you know, again, the stuff he says is so, in a sense, it's shocking. It's kind of like a shank in golf. For anybody who plays golf, when you shank it, it's kind of like you're doing a total diagnostic on your body, everything, going, how in the heck? That ball was supposed to go left, and it absolutely went right. What is going on? And I think that this is, in a way, is kind of what happens, is that he speaks in shanks, and they're so drastic, people just go, I can't even talk about it. Let's just forget. I take it out of my mind. I don't even want to think that I saw it, right?
Yeah, we don't get a mulligan. That's the problem. America doesn't get a mulligan.
Yeah, he's here for the long haul, sadly. Al Parada, the managing editor of Stream.org. Thank you, Al.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final